Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Eliza Lake and Bart Nicewanger from Kennybrook Farm in Worthington, newish beef farmers. There are challenges that farmers face, especially newer farmers, but you're not new to farming in general, is that right?
Well, we've owned the farm for 7 years, so we're not that new. And then Eliza grew up on the farm, and I worked in high school on another farm.
What kind of farm did you grow up on, Eliza?
So I grew up on this actual farm, on Kennybrook Farm.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you bought the farm?
I bought the farm from my mother, yes. So my parents raised beef and horses and boarded horses and things like that. So this is a return home.
Uh-huh. And where did you go between when you grew up on that farm and then this return home? Was there a circuitous route back to your roots?
Yeah, I was in Boston for 15 years
uh-huh.
and then moved back to East Hampton and then needed to take over the farm.
Now, what were you doing in Boston?
I worked for the state. I think that we both, having grown up in Western Mass, wanted to be back here, and we both, when we were living in East Hampton, knew we wanted to move back up to the hill towns
mm-hmm.
and be closer to the land. So,
in fact, confession, what I did here is both of them have parents who worked at Smith College.
Uh-huh.
And they met as kids.
What?
I know.
So how old were you guys when you met? I'm assuming now that you're a couple. I didn't know this.
We are, in fact, married.
They weren't holding hands
right,
in the studio.
I don't try to make any assumptions. How old were you when you met?
She's 4 years older than me. So when I was in middle high school, when I think we may have met, I wasn't talking to her, whether she was talking to me or not. I don't know.
My memory is, we knew each other from Christmas parties and things that our families had, and but we didn't talk to each other at all.
Right.
And then when I was about 20 and he was, I think, roughly 16, I had to drive him home because he was helping out on the farm, the same farm, and he wouldn't speak to me.
And he still won't on long car rides. And that's what makes for a great relationship. Now, Bart, what made you want to come back to this area? And did you have a circuitous route out of your childhood romance where you wouldn't speak with your now wife back to farming?
I went to school in Chicago and graduate school in Seattle for computer science.
Uh-huh.
And at some point decided that building furniture was a more profitable approach to life.
Building computerized furniture.
I wish.
Is now eaten by cows. It all ties together. So what are the challenges then you guys face? You were both doing, non-agricultural related jobs, ostensibly with the potential for some good salaries, but have given it up for this extremely difficult in many ways, life and lifestyle.
Yeah. I think that I am a sucker for figuring out how to make complex systems work, which was my draw to computer science. It's my draw to furniture.
Uh-huh.
And farming is a really complicated
right.
system that is hard to figure out how to make it work. And we're slowly figuring it out.
You can't control alt delete the beef, though, I don't think.
No, sadly.
We reboot this thing 3 times.
So what does it mean that your meat is certified humane and grass-fed?
There's an organization called Animal Welfare Approved, or AWA, which will certify farms. They have a set of practices that they have sort of reviewed the literature and gone out and figured out what is the best, most humane way to treat an animal in various aspects of animal husbandry. And they come out every year and they look at our practices and they figure out if we're doing what's best for the animals, and they say yes or no. So far they've said yes.
So what are some of those practices that other people aren't incorporating that maybe they should?
Grass-fed is a big one. We're actually grass-fed certified as well, which is a new certification for us this year. But we've always been grass-fed. We don't use any grain. The AWA doesn't mind you using grain to some degree, but they want the animals out on pasture year-round to have pasture access, which is not conventionally done. I mean, there's plenty of beef that's not raised on pasture.
Right.
There's that. There's how we wean the babies. So what ages do we wean them?
Right.
We have to assure that we have health plans for how we would deal with, issues that might arise, although we haven't had any health issues.
We have a flood plan, for instance, at 1,200 feet. We're not really right. looking for the flood, but it's
other
there.
Places have had to deal with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to share what kind of breed that you're raising?
Yeah, so we raise Scotch Highlanders.
There can be only one.
Which are a heritage breed.
They're drunks.
People think they're yaks or...
Oh, yeah. I love those cows.
Yeah. So we brought you some.
They look like they're right out of Star Wars. I remember the first time I saw these and was like, what kind of creature is this? They've got the really long hair, right?
Really long hair.
Yeah. Really long hair. So this summer, in the hot weather right now, they're not the happiest. But they're great temperaments. They're phenomenal mothers. And then primarily the beef tastes really good.
Can you prove that to Monty?
Yes,
I can.
I will eat this formerly phenomenal mother. Cooked very well, thank you. I mean, and by that I mean not very well. Delicious. you gotta masticate upon this for a bit. Before you can speak again. Bart Nicewanger and Eliza.
Eliza.
I put
put myself back in the narrative.
Does everybody do that to you? Like Hamilton fans? Have that? You've been accosted by Hamilton fans yet?
I haven't.
Oh my God. Am I the first
you
Hamilton
are the
fan
first.
To sing your name? You're going to go into a restaurant one of these days and you're going to say, hi, I'm Eliza. And they're going to go, Eliza. And you're going to know why. And it'll
well,
be.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And Phil Corman from CISA.
And there's another great connection that just happened, which is that September 23rd, Friday night, is our amazing event, Taste the View. Smith College is our caterer for that event, and you guys got a call from Andy Cox at Smith College.
We did. He asking to use some of our hamburger for the event.
Very nice. It all comes together because both your parents were Smith.
My father was Five College.
Straight, pure Smith.
Check them out, Kinney Brook Farm in Worthington, and find out more about all of our local farms at buylocalfood.org.